K-Talk,
The Africa Report,
with JJ Cornish.
JJ, a very good morning to you. Bonjour. And we started with the first story this morning. Uganda's president, Yoweri Museveni, says cooking isn't a man's role. Gosh, I got that one wrong, eh?
Bonjour to you, Zane. Are you also like one of those people when you come home and you don't smell burning, you say to your wife, oh, it must be salad tonight.
Listen, if I come home and I don't smell anything and it's my fault because I do the cooking at home.
Oh, very good. Good for you. Good for you. Well, Yoweri Museveni's been married 45 years to Mama Janet, and he says he hasn't stepped into the kitchen. Now, he's trying, one imagines, to encourage politicians and public servants to stick to their prescribed roles. But instead, Yoweri Museveni has once again just stirred the pot, to make a bad pun. A lot of women and feminist groups particularly have said how disappointing this is and how appalling it is that the president should say such a thing, that cooking is not a man's role. So they're saying effectively they believe that most of the chores around the house should be done by the woman, and they believe it's discriminatory. So, you know, you've got to be very careful what you say when you're the president. But if you're President Yoweri Museveni, you take a little more license than other leaders. He was one of the guys that said the problem in Africa is that leaders hang around too long. And there he's been for something like 35 years himself.
I think I'm going to send him a cookery book, something like Sonny Smith's Cook and Geniet book, or just the latest Cape Malay cookbook. Hopefully he'll enjoy it. Moving on from that story this morning, JJ, Senegal inaugurates a cybersecurity school.
Well, they're having a regional security conference, and Sidiki Kaba, the foreign minister, and Jean-Yves Le Drian, his French counterpart, are there. They've opened the school, which really will strengthen African defenses against computer hackers and will stop the internet, or they will try to stop the internet being used for terror funding and for propaganda purposes. So, you know, we know that the internet is used for very nefarious reasons, and then it's a sophisticated device, and so you know, you need the very latest technology to combat it being abused. And so the Senegal will become a center for this. And interesting that they've chosen Senegal. The French do a great deal with Senegal. You know, I'm fascinated with the role that Senegal plays in Africa. It doesn't have much in terms of wealth and so on, but has a lot of moral weight. And here again, the French are getting behind this in Senegal, and will become an important institution, I'm absolutely sure.
We were chatting to Soka Sabir now the other day on Monday, and we were looking at countries who've got the greatest growth and some good growth in terms of on the African continent, and Senegal was one of the top 10 that came up. So it's quite good growth there, and a cyber school being opened there. Now, JJ, who is really behind the kidnapping of the 79 school pupils in Cameroon?
Well, you know, the government's saying, and they've called themselves the Amber Boys, and Ambazonia is, of course, the name that the Anglophone separatists want for their state that they're trying to form in northwest and southwest Cameroon. But the separatists are coming back saying, no, the government's actually behind this, and they're trying to discredit our cause. And the television footage, or the film footage that the kidnappers themselves have put out to show their wicked works, you hear one person saying, tu perds du temps, which means you're wasting your time. He's speaking French, and he's got this French accent. We're not sure exactly who's behind it, but we do know that the 79 boys, the headmaster, a driver, and a teacher from this Presbyterian boarding school have been held. The poor parents don't know where to look. The military is gazing wherever they can. And we do have then Paul Biya, the president, inaugurated yesterday for his seventh term in office. Talk about hanging around a long time. And so we don't know. And it is a mystery. Is it an attempt to discredit the separatists? Is it the separatists themselves? They have made demands saying they won't release the children until the separatists, or until the regions, Anglophone regions, are allowed to secede.
JJ Cornish telling us what's happening on the African continent, and always the fascinating stories about the countries in Africa. And we touched on Senegal and Cameroon this morning. JJ, thank you so much. And I think we need to chat later about which cookery book we're sending Yoweri Museveni.
I think Jamie Oliver is got to be a Jamie Oliver. Eh?
One of those 15-minute meals.
You mentioned, kook en geniet, or ook ie kan kook. I mean, wasn't that one of the behind the Bird Guide and the Holy Bible, the biggest selling book in the country?
Let me tell you, that is like the gospel of cooking when you do Afrikaans cooking and when you do sort of a lot of, recipes and sauces. I use it very often for most of the jams and things that I make, and the lady stuff is spot on. So that's one of the guru things you need to have in your cooking collection.
And you need to post a picture of yourself in an apron, eh?
I will do that. JJ, thanks so much. Adame, chat to you again on Friday. Thanks.